Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Sound from the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. It came out in the late 60s when the 2000s seemed impossible, but at least the film encouraged us to imagine them. Now, except for talking about when Social Security may or may not run out, it seems talking about the future is a thing of the past. Now we're on to the next tweet, the next week's headlines. Well, the Long Now Foundation wants to change that. When they write the date, they use 5 digits for the year, as in 02011, because they're preparing for what they call a decamillennium bug, which could occur in, about 8,000 years. They're also working on a massive 10,000-year clock and a variety of other projects that focus on what's called deep time. The foundation has been around since 1996, or as they say, 0-1996. They're funded in part by Amazon.com founder Jeff Bezos. Supercomputer scientist Danny Hillis and electronic music great Brian Eno are on their board. Alexander Rose is executive director of the Long Now Foundation. He joins us from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Alexander, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
You have a great story that reminds us how people used to think into the future, a story from medieval Oxford.
Yeah, it was. This is the story that kind of got our foundation going, and it was told or retold by Stuart Brand, one of our founding board members, to Danny Hillis, who is a supercomputer engineer. When New College, when it was new in the 1200s, was being built, they built it with these giant 40-foot oak beams. And about 500 years later, in the 1800s, when they had to renovate the hall, they realized that you couldn't just get these beams anymore.
Because this was old growth wood and there wasn't any of it left.
That's right. These trees were gone from Europe.
Yep.
And it wasn't until they spoke to their school forester who said, oh, well, we have the trees that you planted. And it turns out that when they built the school, they also planted a grove of oaks to be harvested 500 years later to replace those beams. And it was this kind of thinking that Danny Hillis was realizing, especially after making all these supercomputers about faster, 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 that was missing from the present culture.
Well, it is such a great story. You told it to us that we actually went to Snopes.com, you know, the online myth debunker service, which is terrific. And it turns out that the college archivist asked about this story, said, well, in fact, maybe the oaks weren't kept for the express purpose of replacing the hall ceiling. It was more standard woodland management. But that still is your point.
That's right. And we've heard many of these stories. There's also another one about the Norwegian Navy and their masts that were planted 200 years ago. So it's a type of woodland management that clearly did exist and certainly is out of the ordinary nowadays.
Yeah. Now you want to get us today thinking about the future. Start with the clock of the Long Now, this 10,000-year clock. Tell us more about what that will do.
Well, the idea is to build a kind of icon to long-term thinking, and it will hopefully do what the Grand Canyon does when you're standing on the edge of it and you really get a sense of deep time. But unlike the Grand Canyon, which is in the scale of millions of years and kind of dwarfs humanity, this is in an exact human scale in a sense. 10,000 years is about how long we've had agriculture and then cities not long after. And the idea is if we can look back 10,000 years, we should be able to look forward 10,000 years.
You know, I'm trying to envision 1 minute past 4,032, you know? So what does the face of it look like?
The prototypes usually, or at least so far, have concentrated on a bunch of the natural cycles of time, which are kind of the only ones that really last over this time scale. So we have in the center the current night sky, and that surface is also rotating in a special way that represents one of the slowest cycles of earthbound time, which is called the precession of the equinoxes, which is a 26,000-year cycle, and that's the Earth kind of wobbling on its pole. Outside of that, we have the sun and the moon in its correct phase, as well as the 5-digit date that you mentioned. We quickly realized we had to show the date in 5 digits in order to read out, in the case of our first prototype, to the year 12,000.
What are some of the things people tell you that makes them interested in this?
Some people really, this kind of technological, mechanical thing, the clock, really resonates with them, and they understand that. Other people really appreciate our projects on linguistics, where we're trying to preserve language over 10,000 years. We've had people like Jill Tarter from Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence talking about her issues around long-term communication. If they were to send out a SETI signal, for instance, for another civilization to hear, they likely won't hear back from it in several thousand years. And so how would humanity carry on a multi-thousand-year conversation? I think what's most interesting about our project is that it was founded and continues to be funded by a lot of the SiliconValley.com crowd. And this crowd is obviously partly responsible for the speeding up of our cultural awareness. But since they're at that forefront, they are also finding themselves reminiscing of a time when things did work a little bit slower and are worried that there's problems in the environment, climate change, hunger. All of these are types of problems that could only be solved at a much slower time scale. And if one election cycle or a five-year company plan, if that's all your horizon is, then you aren't going to even start to solve them.
And a lot of these are big ideas, but it seems like it applies just to the where you live issues. We're constantly hearing that baby boomers absolutely are not thinking about their retirement. I mean, forget about 8,000 years from now. This is for many people 10, 15 years from now, and they're not saving. So you can see that that kind of long view thinking works in a micro way as well.
We do have events that happen. And in Japan, they are talking about this earthquake as a 1 in 10,000 year event. So while it's only a 1 in 10,000 year event, that once can be in your lifetime, and it can become extremely relevant. Having that appreciation for deep time and your place in it can be very relevant to your daily existence.
Right. And by the way, I thought I read that originally the idea was to have this 10,000-year clock tick maybe once a year or bong once a century, you know, reach an hour once a century. Is it going to work that way?
There's going to be many different parts of the clock that move and make noise at different times. Right now, the fastest tick, as it were, in the clock is actually much faster. It's once every 10 seconds. But there's several events that only occur on the year, decade, century, and millennium. And the chime system within the clock is a series of 10 bells that can be rung in a different sequence each day for 10,000 years.
Huh. That's Alexander Rose, the executive director of the Long Now Foundation, talking about one of their ideas to get people to take the long view. It's their 10,000-year clock of the long now. Alexander, thanks so much for speaking to us about it.
Thank you very much for having me.